Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, economists, more like communists, said that electing far-right Milei would spell devastation for Argentina. The same economists that didn't seem to mind when their country was going through hyperinflation. Sorry, comrades, but Argentina is one of the fastest-growing economies thanks to Milei now. I wonder if these are the same types of economists that said the internet's impact by 2005 will be no greater than a fax machine. Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economist, said this. Up next, this woman is trying to become a female chameleon, saying that her $126 grocery bill for 3 days is bothering her. But other women are saying that abortion rights are the biggest issue in America. She's virtue signaling to traditional right-leaning men that she shares their values. And that's her way to try and land the church-going Chad. Also, what is she spending that much money on groceries for? That's $1,260 a month. Even I don't eat half that much. Number 3, Japan has created the ultimate gaming bed, so you never have to rejoin Soysidey again. All it appears to be missing is a piss jug, so you don't even have to get up to use the bathroom. But you just know what governments and women are going to say. No, you can't have fun, guys, because you have to go out there and work and pay your taxes so that women can use you as a utility. This is the Hikikomori's wet dream, and I bet you that they'll have many wet dreams in it. Moving on, back when the LA riots were happening, Waymo's official website said their operations were paused due to local events. Gee, I wonder if it had anything to do with people setting their self-driving cars on fire. It got so bad that they stored their vehicles in Playa Vista, behind a fence with roaming security. I still can't get over the fact that riots in California are now just considered local events. Here's a picture of that local event. Number 5, what do you call this haircut? How about the salad bowl? Or maybe it should be called No Man Will Boink Me. When I was in university, a friend of mine used to point out women, they put a lot of effort into looking as unattractive as possible. And he used to say it took a lot of work to look that unattractive. She probably works at Starbucks and has Trump derangement syndrome. And this is her new hairdo after the Chad she hooked up with for 2 weeks ghosted her. Up next, what's gradually disappeared over the last 20 years without people noticing? How about good films, music, and television shows? Genuine excitement in life, or for something new because the physical world and online world have become kind of boring. Another thing that's disappearing is civil, well-behaved women that are agreeable. There's a lot of sassy sallies with attitude and bitchiness that no man wants to be around these days. Also, common sense and critical thinking skills have disappeared too. Number 7, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out if this guy's a hero or if he's a horrible monster. He sometimes posts pictures of real women on trans subreddits, pretending they transition to get trans women to self-delete. It probably makes their dysphoria go ballistic. I'm sure that the majority of you out there would say he's doing God's work and that you'd want to give him a hug. Moving on, would you smash or pass? But just remember that the bigger her butt is, the more likely it is to smell like a big old fishing trawler. Odds are her thighs also shake like a bowl of jello. I think I'll be passing because her lower half reminds me of the butt end of a two-person horse costume. And 3 minutes is way too short. A healthy normal man needs more time than that just to remove those parachute-sized panties. Number 9, what do you notice about these women? Looks like no tattoos and purple hair. But they're socialist women, so try not to become enchanted by them because you know that you'll have to share them. Because these days their excuse for cheating on their men is that sharing a woman is part of communist ideology. No matter how good they look on the outside, and even if they don't have a nose ring, remember that you never stick your schwing-schwang in crazy. Up next, why do Ariana Grande and the Wicked Witch of the West both look like they're giving off the same energy? And I'm not even talking about their matching outfits. Maybe they were passed around by the same producer in Hollywood. They both look like the woman you're sitting down with over the afternoon where she's telling you that she's divorcing you. They look like sisters from different misters. Number 11, here's what's going to happen the moment the trans men have to be selected for the WW3 draft. They'll detransition as soon as possible. Hell, they'll probably do this if you force them to change attire. Then again, lucky for them, but Trump has banned trans people from serving in the armed forces. If women were ever to be drafted, it makes me wonder how many of them would fake becoming trans men to avoid serving for their own country. Moving on, this is where we are now. Bill Amail dies and his obituary says that he's a virtuous man in a world of toxic masculinity. They have to hijack a man's life to spread their woke ideology. The person writing the obituary also says that Bill was a man full of integrity, which contrasts a world full of too much toxic masculinity. This insults all men while saying that he was one of the good ones that wasn't as toxic. Oh, F off already. Number 13 looks like another woman with Trump derangement syndrome with the phrase, no kings on your shirt. But I'm sure she's going to make an exception for Burger King. Does it also look like she ended up paying for 2 plane tickets? My guess is 3. A third for her cat carriers. If she didn't buy an extra seat, then will someone please check on the passenger that was sitting next to her, in order to make sure she didn't eat him alive? Up next, someone asked me what I would do on the holodeck. The more appropriate question is who I would do on the holodeck. Looks to me like the only person that used the holodeck for its true intended purpose was Lieutenant Barclay. And you just know that this poor enlisted man has to clean up the mess. They told him to live a little and go out there and see the galaxy. Looks like the galaxy is quite the sticky place. Number 15, when women say they like all kinds of guys, what they really mean is they like attractive guys with different interests. After Tinder revealed that women only swipe right on 5% of men, that made everyone realize that if you're not in the top 5% of dudes, then your dating life would be difficult, if not impossible, in the digital age. Henry Cavill is one of those men that can play Warhammer in video games, and women still want him. Moving on, here's more evidence that Canada is cucked with this article that came out on Father's Day in Toronto, saying that on Father's Day, it's crucial to recognize the importance of mothers. The Toronto Star's transformation into the Onion is almost complete. The only difference, of course, is that they're being serious. Men can't even have one day without woke retarded clowns trying to ruin it. It's Father's Day, not Mother's Day, part 2. Number 17, this woman dumped her husband after falling in love with the Maasai warrior on holiday in Kenya. They got married, had a daughter, and what happened next was heartbreaking. He left her. Who could have predicted such a thing? He used her as a meal ticket and to get citizenship in England. Also, is he really a warrior? Just because he jumped up and down with a spear to attract tourists doesn't make him that warrior. Up next, this guy said just marry a lower IQ girl from a rural church who's simple, practical, and faithful, and you'll be all good. Yeah, I tried that and she tried to trap me with a baby. She succeeded with the next guy after me and then got an abortion. Guys dating uneducated women from simpler places think they're going to win against women. They won't because small town girls and country girls are just as manipulative and want the same things as city girls. How about avoiding marriage entirely? I.e. male slavery. Number 19, apparently Jordan Peterson's granny wanted him to be a fashion designer. So now he honors her by designing his own suits. This suit looks terrible. If this is true, then how big of a simp do you have to be to look for validation from your dead granny? He looks like a rodeo clown in that particular jacket. This one is worse than the Harvey Two-Face one he was wearing from 2 or 3 years ago now. Peterson dreamt of his Grammy asking him to pet her kitty cat and that. And no, I'm not talking about her actual cats. Moving on, these women are saying don't deport Latina baddies. I don't really see any baddies here except maybe the one on the far right because she's still somewhat thin with giant chesticles. ICE better be careful because those might be some of the women that the cartels bang in America. What I really want to know is who let the fat one in? At the very least, they should have had her holding up the sign to hide all that celluloid. Up next, no dude has ever thought to himself that a woman would look way hotter with fake lips and giant eyelashes. Fake boobs, though, most guys want to see those. But those only work if she's thin and doesn't have a muffin top. Fake chesticles as B or C size cups are fine. Anything bigger than that and it's disgusting. As for fake lips, lips that look like microwaved hot dogs are not attractive. Up next, just look at what the woke mind virus is doing to men. It's turning them into women delivered by Temu. Except that's one delivery you definitely don't want. This guy also needs to put on a belt and lean up against something to hide the fact that his figure is just as masculine as before. He's not fooling anyone. Bro seems to look good before, but then again, what do I know? Also doesn't use conditioner, even as a woman. Number 23, libtards simultaneously believe that we live on stolen land, but that borders are just imaginary lines, so bring on the migrants. Holding opposing views in your head and believing both are true is the definition of insanity. They believe that migration is a human right, but that colonization is evil. Although I also think it was Trump that once said that the line between America and Canada is also imaginary. So maybe he's part Democrat too. Moving on, Canada's Prime Minister Carney needs to get a new wife. Or at the very least hire a stylist for her, because when I first saw this picture I thought it was a bunch of dudes and no women. She needs to grow her hair out, work out, get a chesticle lift, and get a face transplant. You just know there's no way to make her look good short of an episode of Extreme Makeover. Also, what the hell are these? Crocs with high heels attached to them. Number 25 and the last one, never in a million years that I think 5 years ago that Lindsay Lohan would look better than Megan Fox today. But here we are. Looks like plastic surgery is greatly advanced because Lohan looks like she got 20 years back. Lohan definitely has a better plastic surgeon. The picture of Megan has been edited, but it doesn't look all that different from what she really looks like. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.